This next story is about driving and has nothing to do with gas prices. It's the way people get through traffic in Moscow. For many months of the year, the roads are icy and driving conditions are always dangerous because of the heavy traffic. Yet, many drivers are turning to motorcycles. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer has more.
This Moscow road is typical. It's full of potholes, covered in dirty slush most of the year, and crammed with cars whose owners drive like lunatics. Moscow is probably one of the least bike-friendly cities in the world, but there's been a sudden explosion of motorcycles here. Motor scooter owner Yegor Biden says it's the only way to get around.
Moscow traffic is so bad. Usually you can do only one errand a day. On a scooter, you can fit in three or four. Soon there won't be any more traffic jams because half the city will be on scooters.
Moscow's streets are full of brand new Mercedes and BMWs. No one even bats an eye at passing Bentleys and Ferraris. So for some, motorcycles are the new status symbol. Under the Soviet Union, motorcycles were decidedly unglamorous, a cheap mode of transportation for rural dwellers, often with a sidecar. Now, burgeoning numbers of leather-clad riders are tearing around the streets on the latest Japanese racing bikes. But for the truly wealthy, Harley-Davidsons are the must-have motorcycle. Inside Moscow's brand new Harley-Davidson dealership, businessmen in expensive suits shop for models costing more than $50,000. Import duties and other fees mean Harleys here cost almost double what they do in the United States. But Andrei Desyatnichenko is already shopping for his second one. Harley-Davidson is a huge legend, he says. That's why we spend so much money on them. I like mine because of the pleasure I get riding it, he continues. But of course, it's also a status symbol. It's also incredibly dangerous. Viktor Pakhmelkin, a former member of parliament who's the head of a motorist association, says many car drivers simply don't pay attention to motorcycles on the streets and often cut them off.
On the other hand, many motorcycle and scooter drivers believe traffic regulations don't apply to them. They appear out of nowhere, racing past cars, brushing side-view mirrors, doing whatever they want.
The authorities don't keep statistics about the number of road accidents involving motorcycles. But back on Moscow's streets, traffic policeman Andrei Karpov says there's been an unmistakable spike in injuries and deaths.
Many victims ride drunk. When they crash, they usually fly forward 30 to 40 feet, land on top of cars, or get stuck underneath. Arms and legs are often broken. Helmets can save lives, but many ride without them.
That's hardly unusual in Moscow, where corrupt police don't enforce laws that are routinely ignored. Many Muscovites say the driving culture reflects current Russian society as a whole. It's everyone for himself. They believe it's going to take at least a generation for that to change. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.